Right now, we do this on Thursdays, and we do it every week, where we try and find out who the jerk is.
You're a real jerk.
And you can participate, amithejerk1310@gmail.com. You can send in maybe a paragraph. You want to describe it quick for us. Amithejerk1310@gmail.com. But let's find out, Donnie.
All right, Dear Invasion, this incident happened last fall, and I've been struggling with it ever since. I would love your feedback on my actions so I can hopefully mentally move on. Last year, I had my dream backyard built. I had saved for years to put in a pool for my family, and as a part of that project, I had my grass replaced with artificial turf and full landscaping with flowers and shrubs. Literally, the day after the project was finished, I was sitting on my patio and soaking in the results when I heard lawnmowers, weed eaters, and blowers fire up in my neighbor's backyard. The yard sits about 3 feet above mine, and the fence sits atop a small retaining wall. There is a gap at the bottom of the fence, and the yard crew was blowing all of the grass trimmings under that gap and into my pool and all over my artificial turf. I quickly jumped up on the fence and asked the yard crew to stop blowing all of the trimmings into my yard. The homeowner saw this and ran into the backyard and began yelling at me to get off of his fence. I explained the situation to him and assumed he would understand and agree with me. He did not. He began yelling that this is a first world problem and I should just deal with it. I saw this was not going to go anywhere and simply started to clean up my pool and backyard. The next day, I purchased some wood planks and screwed them into the fence on my side to close the gap. My neighbor moved shortly after this and I have not had the same issue with my new neighbor. Invasion crew, am I the jerk? Thanks for all you do.
No.
That is solving the problem right there, homie.
Yeah, I don't think the person is a jerk. I think the reaction of the neighbor was jerk.
No question. Like, oh my gosh, I don't even care if you don't know that neighbor or you're not very friendly with them.
That's ridiculous.
They probably should understand, like, dude.
Like, I think it's okay to ask the yard crew, like, hey, do you mind not blowing those into my yard?
Be careful, yeah, but also, like, it's a yard crew. Man. They're doing the yard. They're going to blow grass everywhere, and if there's a hole in the fence, I'm not sure what they're supposed to do about that.
No, that's true, and I think that's why you do appropriately go to the, well, yeah, you can ask the crew, but they're probably like, dude, I'm just trying to do my job and get the hell out of here.
The neighbors are spines.
To run out there and yell at the neighbor is crazy.
And it's a first world problem? Man, I'm saving my dough so I can have my dream backyard. Right. What are you doing? Like, help a brother out. I think that's problem solving.
It is, and getting the planks and taking care of it so that it's not a problem in the future is the way to go, probably.
No question. Because so,
usually
sir, you are not a jerk.
When you have a house and you share a fence, you don't own the fence. You both have to split it.
Man, We had that issue when we lived at Cedar Hill, and the fence between my neighbor and myself, it was bad. It was leaning. It was raggedy. It was terrible. So you go over there to say, hey, you want to split this whole thing so we can get this done. Nothing. Crickets. And our little tiny Yorkie would go through it and get out in their backyard and out in the street and all this other things. Okay, we got to get this done. So that's when we got the paper out. So we could pay for that fence to get it fixed. And we had to do it ourselves. And I thought that sucked. And I don't know what else to do if you go over there and they're not cooperating. And especially if they're renting, like, that's not on me. Okay, well, then I need to to try and figure that out. But it's nothing. You got no results from it. So we had to pay for that ourselves. And it sucked.
And yeah, they probably kind of knew that was going to be the result is this guy wants to get it done. We're not going to help. But if he wants it done bad enough, he'll probably do it.
Yeah, that's terrible. We just have to be neighborly. Even if you're not on speaking terms or you're not going and having beers with each other, at least know that that's the right thing to do if you share a fence. Now, we don't even share fences now, so that's great. But, man, that was a point of contention for us big time. Like, what? I don't understand this. I'm first-time homeowner. I'm getting all swole like I'm going to do something. My wife is, hey, what are you going to do about that? I don't know.
I think I'm going to pay for it myself.
I think we need to get a paper out and wake up at 3 in the morning and go throw papers every day.
Your only other option is to build a fence inside the fence.
Yeah, and I'm definitely not doing that.
I mean, if you're going to have to pay for it all yourself anyway.
Also, build myself a fence and leave
like a tiny little 2-inch gap or whatever and build a new fence that's solely yours.
That fence was leaning so hard, it would, there's no way
knocked
that could have been done.
Fence.
Yeah, it was so bad.
Like, man, that would suck, I guess. Man, I don't know what I would do if my neighbor wouldn't help me pay for it.
We just said, well, I guess we have to get a second job. and pay for it, and we did. So,
yeah, that's,
yay us.
Man.
All right, buenos dias, hermanos. My wife and I have a beautiful baby boy that is 3 months old. When her parents and my parents come to visit us, or more so the baby, they want to kiss on him. Both of our parents live out of state and do not see us or the baby, but maybe a couple of times a year. My wife and I are very adamant about nobody kissing our baby's face except for us until he's a little older and his immune system is stronger. Both our parents make us feel like we are overprotective and crazy for not letting them kiss our baby's face. Are we the
No.
Jerk? P.S.
It's your kid.
P.S. Stingers up, Maddie Beers.
All right, Rockwell. Well, you're obviously not the jerk.
Yeah, this is definitely a point of contention, because what we have, and I love my parents and all the support that they've given us over the years, because they also will be like, yeah, we agree with everything you guys will say. And then they come,
yeah,
they come
different.
Home,
yeah.
And I'm like, you've clearly been doing nothing but what I don't want you to do for 24 hours. So it is a point of contention,
yeah.
But like, they're
kid.
The parent. They're the parent.
Yes. You get, if, and your parents don't have to agree with what, how you parent.
And they probably won't, because a lot of your parenting is probably based on the way you didn't want to be parented when you were a kid.
And they may think, I would have done it differently. That's fine. It's not your kid.
Oh, but you survived. I'm still in therapy about it, though, Mom.
I mean, I've had this happen to me, because when my brother had, I can't remember which one it was, either his first or second daughter, they were like that. And it must have been the second one, because I didn't live here when Riley was born. So it must have been their second daughter. And so I went over there when she was a tiny little baby, like not long after they brought her home from the hospital. I was like, oh, and his wife was, whoa. I was like, what? She goes, please don't do that. We're not letting other people kiss the baby and get closer like that. I was like, oh, okay. Like, it didn't even bother me. It's like, if that's what you want, it's not my kid.
Like, we've had people get offended in the grocery store that just approach strangers, that just approach you and want to touch your baby. And they're like,
no,
you don't want me
no.
to. I just want to, like, give him a little hug. No, who are you?
Right. No is the answer. No. And if you don't like that, it's my kid, so.
Strangers are one thing. Parents are another, though, that only, they live out of state. They only see them a couple times.
Yeah, but even then.
I understand. It's a tough. All the way around, I know it's tough. And I don't have kids, and I don't think I would subscribe to that.
Yeah, I mean,
but
it's their own type thing. It's their decision.
If you told me not to kiss your baby, I would not kiss
the baby.
It's
100% their decision. They are not jerks.
Well, I'm not holding a baby until they're like 7-8 months, so we're fine. I think they'll have their little immune systems up to speed by then. So
the best is if you have a baby.
They're more fully cooked.
Yeah.
And somebody who has never held a baby or is not around babies ever, or little children, and you're like, here, you want to hold the baby?
Ooh,
and they're like...
And why are people offended when you
away from their body?
My brother did that. I was dying laughing.
But why are people offended when you say no? Because I don't like holding little babies. So if you say, hey, you want to hold the baby? I'm like, no. And, why? I don't want to. Because I would be that guy holding that baby.
Yes.
You got to get a little closer to your chest there, pal. There's a rolling thing that they'll do.
I am Frankenstein with that kid.
And I would rather you say no than give me my little baby and you're doing that.
I'm not.
Or you don't understand how, you know, their head's just going to lop off.
I mean,
never offended when somebody didn't want to hold the kid.
Not at all. Never bothered me.
We were kind of hoping people didn't want to hold the kid.
I thought some people would be, and I think I've had some people offended. They were like, well, why don't you want to hold them? Because I don't want to.
Right.
Just tell them their baby's ugly.
That baby for a split second, it's going to stink here in about 10
You won't have
minutes.
To deal with it anymore if you tell them that.
The best is when you have a grandmother around, at least in my case, like with my mom especially, and if there's a baby, like my little niece, who I guess is two now, but when she was a little baby, and you'd be holding her, like, all right, I'm done, like after 2 minutes, and then my mom like, are you done holding the baby? Sure am. Here, Grandma.
You can have. There you go.
And then my mom, like, all Christmas, she's just walking around with the little baby, and people go over here, did you want somebody else to hold it? Oh, if you want to, but it's fine.
Yeah, no.
I'm like, this is great.
Yeah, no, it's kind of a cheat code
it's
there
wonderful.
For a while.
Yeah, thanks, my wife
Mom.
And I have totally different, we have totally different thoughts about that, because she loves them when they're that tiny. That's what she wants to do, hold them and do all that.
They're pretty, great.
You can take it. Have at it.
There's positives on both sides.
Yeah, for sure.
Of that equation.
All right.
That's very, very true, yes.
We recently went on a recent cruise to celebrate the 10th anniversary of retiring with my husband and another couple the same age. The main live performance on the boat was a show called Revolution, a celebration of Prince. We assumed it was a live performance of Freddie Prinze's Chico and the Man TV show from the 70s. After standing in line an hour before the show, I was able to get four seats, even though three of our group was off at the bar. What's
what?
Up?
Chico and the Man.
What? That was a TV show.
No, I know.
Called Revolution?
But why would you assume that?
I don't know.
That had to be okay,
so I'm not even a big Prince fan.
Yeah.
The show's called Revolution.
Yeah, Prince and the Revolution. And that was the name of the band.
Oh, okay. I'm confused. So Freddie Prinze
is not Prince.
Has nothing. No association with Revolution, though, right? Am I missing
Freddie Prinze is like before that, right?
Yeah. I don't know why this. I was just trying to be funny.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. That's it. So yeah, Prince and the Revolution was the name of the band. So that's why the show would be called a
that's
Revolution.
That's what I thought.
But them assuming that it was about Freddie Prinze.
That's a funny line. Though. It's a funny line.
Okay, they're making a joke.
I was able to get four seats, even though three of our group was off at a bar.
See.
The stage didn't resemble a rundown 1970s garage, but was the stage with drums and purple paint everywhere. While listening to a loud song called Dance, Music, Sex, and Romance, multiple people came up requesting to sit in the saved seats. At one point, I got into a heated discussion with an usher saying we can't save seats.
All right, old people fight.
As the rest of my group arrived, the show started. There were several people standing watching the show without seats. Others were turned away as we were over capacity. The show started with a preacher giving a sermon about digging through life. Almost immediately, loud music started. It was a loud rock and roll music, mainly about sex. Except for one song about a car, a red Corvette.
This guy's awesome.
The 50-year-old couple next to us seemed to enjoy the hour-long show, singing and dancing along, cheering when a song would end. Occasionally, they would look at us and seem to laugh as we were visibly uncomfortable with the show. When the show ended, we sat not applauding the efforts of the performers as the crowd around us gave a standing ovation. When leaving, we could hear the couple talking, saying, "What were they expecting? This is a Prince show. I think they may have been talking about us. Are we jerks for going to and staying at a show clearly labeled as a tribute to Prince, an artist we obviously don't like,
yes.
taking up four seats that would have been quickly filled by yes. someone who would have enjoyed the show?"
100% yes.
Yeah, God, that's great.
And again, if you thought that, Freddie Prinze isn't even spelt the same as Prince.
No, not at all.
How in the world would you have thought that that was a not show about Prince, the musical artist?
And once Raspberry Beret gets going, aren't you like, I think I'm out. I think I'm done.
Some song about fruit, but it had a hat in it.
Except for, every song was about sex, except for one song about his car.
It's Prince.
A little car.
It's Prince.
Dude, that is great. Oh,
there is no way that somebody that is older like that went through life with no concept of Prince.
Man, this
There's
guy really
no
loved
way.
1999. What is all this about?
Dance, music, sex, romance. That is a Prince song. That's
Birds
great.
Birds don't cry. This is
what are they getting those doves from? That doesn't make
Surely
any sense.
Surely this is all a joke, but I'm on board
oh,
with
boy,
the whole
I am
thing.
On board with that. That may be my favorite jerk
my
email sent
Prince.
The whole time.
And then he's saying awesome. This one song about weather, which was stupid because rain is not colored.
Yeah, why would he have purple? That seems like the end of the world if the rain is purple.
We need to call somebody here? Is what Jeez. We need to do, not go to the next song.
And then it's like on purpose, well, they stay the whole show. They never leave. And then we're going to show by not standing up or applauding these people.
They wanted to use those seats to their fullest. This guy's awesome.
You could have been drinking on the deck of the cruise ship.
So if you have mistaken identity and you're like three songs into a performance that you know, I don't know anything about this, I'm out.
Right.
100%.
I'm gone.
Offends your morals, apparently. You don't sit through the next 40 minutes.
Singing about sex.
I thought this was going to be...
Boy, if they did Darling Nikki, they may have...
I mean, you should have heard one song Covered about it, eyes. Gone no. back to your room and had some.
Hold on, did he say that the whole thing started with a preacher, too?
Yes.
Like he got
about
a big
digging
sermon,
through your life.
I wonder if they know.
A crazy
There's
cruise.
No way. Okay.
There's
you know
no
what?
Way in any of this.
It's happened. Not a preacher. They probably did Let's Go Crazy. Because okay, dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get to this thing called life.
So this is a bit email.
God, that's awesome, though.
It's a really good bit email.
I love
that's
it.
That's great.
Dearly beloved.
dude.
Yeah, it's a free dude.
Well done, sir.
That is
keep them coming.
The email of
very,
the week,
a
right
very
there.
Very good bit email for.
I don't care if that was an episode of King of Queens or anything. That's awesome.
It had to have been something. All right,
that's 10-10. It's 10-10. That's Am I the Jerk? We do it every single Thursday at 9:55. Am I the Jerk? 1310@gmail.com. Please send in those scenarios. We would love to. We're doing it next week. So send in the scenarios.